I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Children, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. 2 more hours for the week to go, and then John is going to be back next Monday, and he'll also be back tomorrow morning with Drive It and Drive and Fix It Radio. All right, sound good? But in this hour, we are going to be talking about rebellion movies. Now, they're going to be coming on after the break here in a moment, but why am I talking about rebellion movies? Let me tell you something, folks. I think it's time for a little bit of rebellion. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about, although some of the movies are. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm talking about civil disobedience. We have a state that is crushing, and I mean absolutely crushing businesses. We have a state that is destroying Thanksgiving and Christmas. The holidays are over. Yesterday, we got to interview a wonderful lady, Michelle Thompson from South Dakota, and she tells us, guess what? Their malls are still open. People are shopping. All the holiday Christmas shopping is going on normal. They're wearing masks a little more. It's that time of year, but they're living their lives. We need to live our lives again. We need to fight. And by the way, I love that our president is fighting. I love that he's got all these lawsuits out there, if for no other reason, so that we can see the dishonesty that's been going on in these elections. And by the way, at the top of the next hour, we're going to be talking about Georgia. Big things are happening in Georgia. Be ready in the next hour. All right? But right now, we're going to talk about rebellion movies after this break when we come back on Rush to Reason, KLZRadio.com. But first, Mighty Hand Construction. Winter's here, and it's expensive enough to heat the inside of your house, right? It's expensive enough. That costs a lot. So don't heat the outside. Mighty Hand can retrofit your windows for increased energy efficiency. And by the way, they got all kinds of other ways they can make your house more efficient. Do you like saving money? Call 970-844-9191 or go to MightyHandConstruction.com.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage. Take some of the equity in your house, turn it into cash, and Kurt Rogers can often do it without increasing the cash flow you're paying out. Just call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take aim, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And on the line right now for movie time, we've got Richard Rush and filling in for John Rush, filling big shoes, Walt McLean. Walt, how you doing today?
Hey, doing well, sir. How about yourself?
You know, I'm doing okay, but you know, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage here. I don't have any dirt on you.
For sure. You don't have any dirt on me. What do you mean by this?
You see, with Richard, I can always pick on the fact that his Free Willy obsession. And with John, I can always pick on his Schindler's List obsession. With you, I don't know what your obsession is.
Well, I'm not going to
tell you.
You'll
find out soon enough.
So you'll have to, you know, kind of find your way into my labyrinthian mind.
Labyrinthian mind. Okay. Whoa. Let me see if I get the reference. That is Bolt.
That is correct. Well done.
Oh yeah, so nailed
you
it.
You might be well on your way to my obsessions then. Maybe it's the kids' movies.
Well, would you guys agree this week is a good week for movies about rebellion?
Yeah, it makes sense. I feel like any time during these times is a good time for rebellion.
Okay, we're going to go. Walt, you're filling in John's spot. So it's going to go me, Richard, you. And I will start off with, I think, one of the greatest rebellion movies of all time. Here's a little clip. It's not playing.
From now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
By the way, that was actually a clip of John Rush when he was in the line at the supermarket because, you know, they wanted him to wear a mask. He didn't go along with that. But no. Did you hear that? Did you hear how everybody in line yelled in favor of what he said?
It's yeah. True. He does have that effect on people.
Yeah. What was that, Charlie? Charlie, do we by any chance have anything of Mel Gibson that we could play? Nah, we'll go with that. Okay. All right, guys. Yes, I am starting with Braveheart, Scottish Rebellion. I think that is one of the greatest rebellion movies of all time. I think it's epic. And I think that's one that you can watch over and over, but not too soon together because, my gosh, it is graphic. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's fantastic. The Braveheart is one of the better movies of its age. I think it was an Academy Award winner, I believe it was. And just did a fantastic job on it, Andy. Mel Gibson, one of his finer roles, and yes, a movie that's not meant for, you know, the faint of heart or faint of mind or any of that. But if you want a good story about, you know, what life is or what, you know, kind of true rebellion is, and you know, not kind of 21st century rebellion, then you know, take a gander.
All right, Walt, your verdict.
I would never. You know, if it weren't for Mel Gibson, it'd be very hard for me to admit that that's actually one of my top five favorite movies, and it's about guys in skirts. You know, it's kind of an anomaly in that sense, but absolutely phenomenal movie, and I think it's definitely the appropriate way to start this movie talk off.
Well, you know, I think we should just talk about guys in skirts movies next week. You know, you've got me thinking there. And by the way, for rebellion movies, how about if the rest of my movies are all just movies with Ellen Page because she's rebelling against being a girl?
Andy, how could you? It's Elliot.
Elliot Page.
Come on now. You want to talk about how sick and twisted society is. That's just exhibit A.
You know, when they show the picture of her face, she still looks like a girl, folks. Sorry.
Yes. It's amazing how that doesn't change, Andy, I tell you.
It's not selling. Okay, Richard, no. You are up. I need a rebellion movie.
All right, so I'm going to go with, well, I was in a bunch of different directions, and I'm sure we're all going to kind of touch on these at some point in time. But I'm going to go with one that maybe people don't necessarily consider, but that's going to be, you know, rebelling against, you know, the system in place, and that's going to be The Matrix. with Neo and Morpheus, and, you know, taking red, blue versus blue pill, and just a fantastic movie. You know, Keanu Reeves, they're you know, kind of, again, they're rebelling against, you know, essentially the system that is in place. The humans are, they're trying to rebel against the robots. And, you know, why do I feel like maybe rebelling against robots would be easier, you know, today, Andy, than even before? But one of my better movies in that regard.
You know, even if we had robots today, they would be wearing masks.
They would be. Well, they would be spewing their robot fluids on you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you took one of my favorites. You took Matrix. How dare you? I think Matrix is one of the best rebellion movies ever. I absolutely love it. Walt, what do you think?
Love the Matrix. I mean, it's one of those trilogies that you can actually watch all of them. Or is it is there four of them now, or is it just the trilogy still?
Well, funny you should mention that. Matrix 4 is coming out in 2021, but Richard, aren't they going to like release it online and in the theaters at the same time?
Well, Andy, you know, I was going to get your opinion on that, because Walt and I had talked about that earlier this week, and I believe, you know, a succession is in order from you to me of saying, you know, Richard, you were right. Because, yes, Warner Brothers is going to now release, at least for 2021, simultaneous movies on their streaming platform, HBO Max. It's going to start coming up here on Christmas Day with Wonder Woman 1984, as well as release them in theaters. And I think it's a fascinating thing, Andy, and obviously, and they're doing it for a 1 month time, so it's not strictly on the streaming service, not strictly in theaters. It'll be interesting, Andy, to see how these movies, especially once stuff starts to open up a little bit more, how they actually do. What do you think about that? Because I know you were kind of against this when Universal kind of took their stand.
Well, I am against it, and I'm against it for two reasons. First of all, of course, it's going to crush the theaters, which isn't a good thing. I like the roar of the crowd and going opening night and being able to see these kinds of movies like that. And you can't do that if the setting is out of business. And secondly, I think it's not going to be as profitable as they think, because keep in mind, they had a couple where it worked out really well, where they didn't have any competition early on. Right. I forget, what was it? Trolls World Tour. Yeah, that did really well, but there were a lot of reasons it did well. Everybody was literally forced to stay at home with their children, and there were no other kid movies out that people could watch. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to really work, because that movie ticket you spend $15 on, or $14, whatever, 80-90% for a big movie like Wonder Woman, 90% the first 2 weeks all goes to the theater, the company that made it. And that's 90% out of $15 of every single man, woman, and child, well, kids a little less, obviously, that goes to that movie. That's an incredible amount of money gone that they've got to replenish by marketing it online for $25 where a whole family can watch it. Go ahead.
Andy, what do you think that the theaters are going to have to do? Because I feel like, I know we're a little bit off topic here, but it makes complete sense. I feel like the theaters are soon to be fighting the same battle that, you know, leagues like the NFL are fighting. It turns into a situation, people have home theaters, they have, you know, 80-inch TVs, they have everything at home, that it turns into almost more convenient to watch it from home. Do you think the theaters are going to have to change anything in order to draw people back in?
I do. And look, I think the big things that they're going to have to change is, certainly, if these companies are going to be putting out the movies much quicker online or simultaneously, those companies are going to have to charge the theater companies a much lower percentage. They can't take 80-90% of the opening 2 weeks of a movie, right? They can't take that kind of take if they're also killing the theater's business by releasing it online. So they would have to, the movie theater, I'm sorry, like Paramount and these companies, Fox, would have to, you know, ask a much lower percentage from the movie theaters for the ticket revenue. And then the movie theaters could do what? Lower the price of the tickets. The reason their ticket prices are so high is because they're paying Tom Cruise. And if Tom Cruise is going to be getting a cut from online instead, maybe the movie theaters could then lower their prices and we could see $10 movie tickets again and stuff like that. And if you start seeing $10 movie tickets, a lot of people are going to say, nah, you know what? I don't want to watch it online. I want to go see the roar of the crowd and enjoy it that way.
Well, and Andy, I think you may see some of that happen. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're first.
I was going to say, I think you may see some of that happen inevitably because, again, it's going to be on for a month. Like you said, 2 weeks is kind of the standard now where the movie studios take, you know, a larger percentage of it. I don't know if, like you said, they're going to be able to do so, you know, kind of moving forward. So maybe it's, you know, they lower their percentage, or at least, you know, that 2 week time frame kicks in, and then maybe the movie theaters charge more for the first 2 weeks, and then they charge less for less for 2 weeks to get people to forego that 2 week period where they can view it online. But I think it'll be an interesting dynamic because I think people, I'll be honest, and I know one of the movies that Walt may bring up at a later point in time involves Tom Cruise, but you know, there's the Top Gun 2 was supposed to come out, right? This
right.
past year. It hasn't yet, and that's one movie I think we can all agree it's so much better, right, in theaters. And I know you would argue that most movies are better in theaters, but for sure, you know, those cinematic adventures like that are, you know, with the big sound and the jet scenes, that, you know, that is meant for theaters. So I think you're still going to get people to go there. I just wonder, or why haven't movie theaters started their own streaming service?
The question I want
to
ask,
able to work a deal out that way.
Yeah, the question I want to ask is, why did the makers of Top Gun 2 not ask the three of us to be in the new volleyball scene?
Yeah. Well, Andy, they wanted people to tune in, not throw up.
Oh, okay.
Right, they're trying to get people into the theaters, Andy.
Okay. Hey, Walt, before we get to you, we're going to take a call from John in Cheyenne. John always has some interesting movie ideas. John, Rebellion Movies, what do you got?
Well, can I first chime in on the movie theater thing?
Please.
So, Andy, you're almost as old as I am. It's 1977. Do you want to sit and watch Star Wars in the theater or at home on your 20-inch screen?
Oh, in the theater.
Right. But today, if a new Star Wars came out, I want to go see it in the theater because the effects are just so much better on the big screen.
They are. And by the way, you know, what you don't have at home is a crowd.
Yeah.
Really quick, one second. Walt, let's hear from you. What do you think about the crowd?
Well, I was going to say, you know, playing devil advocate on both sides of it, I agree 100% with, you know, the caller as far as for guys, you know, let's call it, you know, older people that want to go see Top Gun 2. Like, I'm a Top Gun freak. That's my favorite movie of all time. I can ridiculously recite every line of the movie. When Top Gun 2 comes out, I'm going to see that in the movie theater, but I'm not going to be taking my kids to it. I think the biggest effect that you're going to see is, you know, you can watch a movie at home on your 75, 80-inch TV with your family of 4, 5, 6, whatever it might be, and you can watch it for, you know, $20. Whereas, you know, when you go to the theater and stuff like that, it turns out to be, you know, $15 a person, you're $100 in. You know what I mean? Plus,
right.
You got popcorn and all that kind of good jazz. Whereas at home, you got good old Orville Redenbacher, throw it in the microwave, and you paid a quarter for that bag of popcorn.
Exactly. In my opinion, really quick, let me just weigh in. I think what would be best is for them to do like the NFL. And I know this is coming out of the blue here, but follow me. The NFL, I think, has the best labor relations of the major sports because they've got a really good collective bargaining agreement between the owners and the players, which actually benefits the fans. It actually works out, whereas baseball, not so much. I think that they should come up with something where the theaters pay a lesser percentage than they are right now for these big movies, you know, a lesser percentage in the first 2 to 4 weeks, right? But they still pay a healthy percentage. This way, the movie companies have a reason to put it in the theaters. They still make big money, right? Because they don't want to lose that box office. And yet, it'll go to online faster. I don't agree with the doing it immediately thing. I don't think that's a good move by Warner Brothers. But have it go there, say, within a month, which is way quicker. It used to be 90 days. And
I would say 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, and do it kind of like that. Yeah, 4 weeks. Do it kind of like that and kind of find a happy medium. Everybody wins. Everybody makes more money. Hey, and John, let me get back to John here. John, do you got some movies for us?
I got two.
All right, Rebellion movies. You know, I'm surprised you only have two because you're a rebellious guy.
Yeah, I'm going to say, and you're going to find this odd, I'm going to say Robin Hood Men in Tights.
John, you're not on the call anymore. You took one of my movies, man.
And the reason why is it's the best Robin Hood since Errol Flynn's.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It is a great movie. That is borderline Men in Skirts, though. I mean, you're right on that edge of, you know, we go from... Yeah. From skirts to tights. I'm not sure what direction this conversation is about to go here.
Well, because we love our listeners, we are not going to sing We're Men, Men in Tights. We're not going to do that because we're good people. Okay, I agree with you, John. Robin Hood Men in Tights is funny, and I loved it. What else you got?
And then the other one, I'm going to go with an old sci-fi movie that John hates and you and I like, and that's Blade Runner.
Blade Runner, the original. Yeah. I did like the original. I did not like the sequel.
That remake was horrible.
Yeah, that was awful.
I got through it once, and I swore I'd never turn it on again.
Is Blade Runner the movie that you have to watch? It feels like you're watching with orange-shaded glasses on.
It helps. It does help.
The androids rebelling. There you go.
The androids rebelling. All right, well. Great ideas. Sorry, John, great ideas. Thank you, sir. Walt, you are up before we go to break. You haven't even had a chance at the plate yet, but we've been talking about movie theaters. Do you even have a good Rebellion movie? Do you have one that does not involve Ellen Page?
I do have one that does not involve Ellen Page.
Well done.
And I think we're working into a more manly movie here. Gladiator.
Yes!
Russell Crowe. I think that's one of my other top five favorite movies, and I just feel like Russell Crowe does such a great job in any of his action roles. And one of the other movies of his I was going to use, but I can't use now because John just used it, was Robin Hood, but Russell Crowe's version of Robin Hood. I feel like that Gladiator, that role, and that Robin Hood role that he plays, kind of is the rebel for a good cause is just absolutely fantastic for him, and he does it so well.
Hey, Walt, can I jump in and play a clip?
Please do.
Here we go.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance. In this life or the next.
You know, they really just should let John not wear the mask at the grocery store. He gets so serious. What do you think?
I mean, if you don't have chills from that movie clip, then I don't know if you have a pulse.
Wasn't it awesome?
That was just such a great scene in that movie where you're like, oh yeah, stuff's about to get real now.
Okay, well, I'm giving you two thumbs way, way up for your selection. Richard, what do you say?
Oh, yeah. Well, he took one of mine, just one of the best rebellious movies of all time. He did a great job. It keeps you engaged. It's a little bit slow at times, you know, kind of there in the middle, but overall, just love those, you know, the old movies, especially with the sword fighting. And, you know, that was before they had all the, you know, fancy CGI and stuff, Andy. So, you know, the lions were, you know, real and the chariot races and all that. So one of my personal favorites.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. Okay, guys, when we come back, we're going to do more. I will be up next, but first, Enchanted Kitchens. Folks, due to COVID, those holiday gatherings, they've been pushed back to spring and summer. So now is a great time to get your kitchen remodeled because you know when everyone comes back, they're all going to gather where? Your kitchen. Just go to klzradio.com/kitchens and fill out our contact form or call 303-376-7588. Remember, folks, the holidays have changed, but the place where everyone gathers hasn't. It's your kitchen. Call Enchanted Kitchens today.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Richard Rush and Walt McClain. And we are talking Rebellion movies. And guys, I got to tell you, one thing virtually all Rebellion movies have in common is a great inspiring speech, right? Where you inspire the troops. So
Absolutely.
Would you agree, Walt?
No, absolutely. It's kind of like a Will Smith movie is not Will Smith without a running scene where Will Smith is chasing someone down.
That's very true. Or an Ellen Page movie where she's not angry about being a girl.
Elliot, Andy, come on now.
I can't go there. I would go there if her new pictures looked like an Elliot. She still looks like an Ellen.
Let's be honest. You're still not going there. So.
Ellen, you need some work done. Okay? I am more Elliot than she is. And I'm Andy. Okay, here we go.
All righty then.
I want you to hear an inspirational speech in a good Rebellion movie.
War's over, man. Wormer dropped a big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough...
They all look at him.
The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
John Belushi in Animal House. Were you inspired by that? Because I was. My life has been forever changed. Richard, tell me, what did that movie do for you?
Oh, well, it opened my eyes to the world of fantasticness and college, and you know, kind of. Is that technically a National Lampoon's?
Yeah.
So you kind of opened my world to that after Christmas Vacation, of course. But no, fantastic. And then I also love whenever you say that, and you can tell who's never seen Animal House just by stating that line, because then people look at you like you're a numbskull.
When the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Exactly. And then they said, wait, the Germans didn't. And you're like, well, you haven't seen Animal House. So,
yeah, you know, they don't seem to understand that ever since Animal House, history was literally changed. The Germans did bomb Pearl Harbor.
True. I'll give you that.
Well, what do you think? Did I pick a very inspirational movie? Has your life been changed?
You know what? You're actually probably going to laugh hysterically. Both of you are. I've never seen Animal House.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my word!
Never once.
Hey, are you guys together right now to where Richard can reach over and grab your man card?
No,
me, Andy. I will do that on Monday because that is ridiculous, Walt.
I figured you guys might say that.
I don't know how you can call yourself a man. Before.
You see, I just don't know if we go with Walt or Ellen or Elliot. I'm confused.
Okay. Maybe I'll need to talk to Elliot about how to get that card back.
Richard, Richard, I've pretty well ruined the segment. You're next.
Goodness me. Well, I mean, I'm a little bit flabbergasted, to be honest with you, Andy, but I guess I'll have to continue on. I can't believe we haven't, well, John mentioned it a little bit earlier with his call, and I'm going to mention it, and that's the Star Wars trilogy.
Yes.
Because it's all about the Rebellion, obviously, you know, with the Rebellion fighting against the Empire. And if you actually think about it, it's a great film in that regard. I mean, for all of the other reasons. And obviously you can debate, you know, the first three or not, and they kind of set up. Andy, one of my favorites is actually kind of what highlights the Rebellion the most, which is Rogue One. It's one of my favorite Star Wars movies in
That's
that
true.
Regard. I really enjoyed it, and it did a fantastic job. You know, it didn't have the main characters and stuff, but I thought it was really well done, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but Richard, what was the most rebellious part of Star Wars? I mean, was it fighting back against the Empire, or was it a brother and sister kissing?
Andy, why do you have to ruin the entire movie for everyone out there?
You always got to go there, Andy. How do you find this?
No kidding.
They didn't know. They didn't know.
Unbelievable.
Well, what do you think of Richard's choice?
I can't. You can never argue the Star Wars. I'm a bigger fan of the older ones, probably because I'm old. I'm a bigger fan of the older ones than I am the newer ones, but obviously, another one of those movies you can sit back and watch over and over and over again, and it feels like it's the first time every time.
I agree. I think they were awesome. Okay, Walt, you're up.
Okay, well, following kind of along the Star Wars sort of category, kind of the New Age version, I would call The Hunger Games.
Oh, you stole it from me.
Oh, man, I'm on a roll today. That probably means, so Richard and I apparently are at a disadvantage because we didn't come to this conversation prepared with clips from our movies, but I'm assuming since I stole one from you.
He really nabs you on that one.
Unbelievable, but I'm guessing since I stole it from you, we have a quick second to plug a clip or something right now?
Oh, no. No, I didn't have a clip for it. I feel terrible. You see, and here I am. You guys can't see this because we're on the radio, but I'm dressed in full Katniss garb.
Ooh, is it the flame outfit or is
it's the flame outfit?
Perfect. You and Elliot in the flame.
Will Ferrell also used it. Well, you know, on ice in a movie.
And Blades of Glory.
Charlie wants me to spin.
Please. All right, no kidding. You people.
Blades of Glory is a great movie. I know it's not a rebellious movie, but I mean, you want something funny just to, you know, laugh your butt off after a long week. Blades of Glory, that'll do it for you.
You know, I'm going to tell you what, Walt, if you think more of the modern age, I think you just came up with probably the best and most popular rebellion movies, which would be the Hunger Games series, wouldn't you think?
I don't know that you can argue that. And I mean, obviously it all started back with a book series. And so I think it's, you know, crossed every generation, you know, from all the way little kids all the way up, because it's something that everybody can watch and everybody can you know, take part in and get excited about, because it has the action part, the attempt to kill each other, you know, it has the romance part for people that are looking for that, and then it has the, you know, a little bit even of the comedy part. I don't know. I just think it's a series that has all of it.
I think you're right. Okay, I'm going to go to one that's an old one, very old, and it is Footloose.
Okay. There was a time for this law, but not anymore. See, this is our time to dance. It is our way of celebrating life. It's the way it was in the beginning. It's the way it's always been. That's the way it should be now.
What do you guys think? Kevin Bacon, Richard, Kevin Bacon in Footloose.
Yeah, well, again, Andy, you're going Footloose with, you know, musical style stuff. So I can't get fully on board, but I will get with you on that a quality film and something that obviously does spark rebellion, especially with your generation, because, you know, you are old. I think Walt's approaching your age that way, too, so... Right, Walter.
Have you ever even seen the original Footloose?
Yes, I have seen it a long time ago, but no, it's not at the top of my to-do list there.
I was just wondering if you'd ever seen it. That's all.
I don't love musicals, so no, I really don't enjoy watching it.
Walt, would you agree it's a classic?
It is a classic, and it has one of the best movie soundtracks.
It does.
And you know, most of that is appropriated to one Mr. Kenny Loggins, who I'll give another Top Gun plug to, also wrote the Top Gun soundtrack. Yeah, absolutely fantastic soundtrack. And a fun movie. It doesn't, you know, even for people that can't dance and stuff like that, like myself.
And me.
It's kind of one of those fun ones that you find yourself, your foot bouncing up and down on the ground as they're doing the stuff. And, you know, it's, I don't know, fun movie. I really like it.
You know, I literally cannot count all the muscles I would pull if I tried to do any of the moves that he did in that movie. It was actually a backup. Yeah, but yeah.
How many are in the move, or how many are in the body? How many muscles are in the body?
Yeah. Count those up and then you know.
Yes,
earlobes, yes. I would pull those.
I'm with you 100%.
Okay, Richard, you're up next.
Oh, geez. All right, you people. Walter, I'm learning so much about you today that I had no idea about before. So this is a fascinating I guess, or enlightening, I should say.
I still haven't lost my man card yet. Usually by this point.
Oh, no, no, you have.
Usually
Andy.
By
it
this
was,
point
it
in the show, it's
ago.
Gone. What?
No, yeah, Andy, it's gone. Well, borderline. I don't know if you even had it to start with at the beginning of the show.
Good point.
Some of your responses. But anyways, needless to say, I'm going to go again a new age movie, which I enjoyed. And again, one of my personal favorites, albeit a long movie, and that's going to be Avatar by James Cameron. One that obviously, Andy, we've talked about, my dad hasn't seen, which is just so funny to me. But a great movie all about rebellion, because obviously, you know, they kind of go through the first half of the movie and, you know, the one guy's on the side of everyone else. And then, you know, he gets and realizes that, you know, big man bad, you know, war bad, you know, USA bad sort of thing. And so definitely for the liberal leanings, not one of my favorites, but for the rebellious side of things, I don't know if we can have a rebellious category without talking about Avatar.
Avatar, you are a pacifist commie. I'm sorry, but that's all I can say. And now all three of us for the remainder of the show have lost our man card. You guys can just exchange them on Monday. Like hold them for a week. Well, you're up. What do you got? Avatar. Well, wait, really quick. Avatar is a great movie, by the way. Great choice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Fantastic movie. It's kind of rough that it's, you know, what is it, like 3 hours and 20 minutes long or something like that? That makes it a little bit rough, but other than that.
Yeah, I think it's still running.
Yeah, that could be the case. Maybe that's why I don't know how it ends. No, just kidding. But, all right, my next movie is, I think this fits under the rebellion category. I had to throw it out there because I like it so much. My guys, Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, in the movie. Can you guess what it's going to be, Andy?
Fight Club. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's right. I mean, great movie. And, you know, I think the rebellion comes against the social stigma of, you know, an office worker, a guy who, you know, guys who basically get together with, you know, different nerds or different office people and stuff and have their underground fight club and, you know, all that goes along with it, only to find out in the end that it's all a figment of one's imagination for the most part. But great movie, nevertheless.
Okay, that's great. I can't argue with that. Fight Club, and by the way, what a couple of performances. My goodness. I mean, just incredible acting. I'm going to go to one that has no acting and has no quality whatsoever, but there is a great line about rebellion. Here we go.
It's a core meltdown, sir. It can't be stopped.
Surrender may be our only option.
No, never give up. Never surrender.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, my wife will enjoy that one.
Come on now. You know, the Thermians, and they're fighting against, I don't know, the green guys, whatever they are, and fighting against space lizards, basically. You can't get better than that. That movie was really funny, and it inspired me. It inspired a generation. I'll never be the same. Walt, what do you think?
Anytime you can get Tim Allen involved with any sort of rebellion reference, I'm in for that. One of my favorite actors of all time, and just probably one of my favorite people in general, just because of what he stands for the most part. And I don't know, movie was fantastic. Him, Sigourney Weaver, fun movie for sure.
And would you agree that that's funny even for people who are not Trekkies?
Yes,
oh, absolutely.
That was so funny.
Yeah. Even if you don't know anything about Star Trek, I take it back. You have to have a certain sense of humor, Andy, right? You have to have dumb humor in order to understand it. You know, like the miners, not miners. You know, you have to kind of understand things and, you know, that way. And so if you don't really have that kind of sense of humor, you're not quite Seinfeld sense of humor, but, you know, kind of, I guess, a step below that in terms of what it means.
I agree. Okay, Richard, you're up next. Rescue Me. I just brought us down another one.
I don't know if I'm going to rescue you. This is one of my favorite movies as a kid growing up, and just because of when it came out and the actors and actresses involved. And that's going to be Mask of Zorro.
Oh, yeah.
The original. Antonio Banderas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Anthony Hopkins.
Well done.
You know, you've got Zorro and, you know, basically California, right? You know, they come and I just, you know, love the horseback, love the training sessions and stuff. And I felt like Antonio Banderas, Catherine Zeta-Jones, they were really good, Andy. Honestly, I didn't, you know, you kind of watch it at the start and don't expect it, but they were really great together. And just a great job putting it together. Again, one of my early on films that I don't know, I really enjoyed.
You know what, Richard? I think you, Walt, and I can all get our man card back. We can get our man cards back if you just mention Catherine Zeta-Jones three or four more times.
There you go. All right.
Maybe
we'll get close.
She really burst on the scene. In that movie, and then she became a star coming out of that movie. It was just incredible.
Because right after that movie, she went and did that movie with Sean Connery, that Thief movie with Sean Connery.
Entrapment.
Entrapment.
Entrapment. Another great movie because of Captain
Thief. There you go.
There you go. Well, you are up. We're going to do you, and then we're going to go to a break.
Okie dokie. Well, I think my next one kind of speaks for itself as far as rebellion goes, but Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, you took that. Oh, I was coming up with that.
Good.
I think that's a great one. Obviously, everybody understands the rebellion part as far as not doing what a student's supposed to be doing and just having a fun-filled day and messing up dad's nice car, running it backwards, dropping it off the house. I mean, all kinds of fun in that movie.
Yeah, and Richard, would you agree that Ferris Bueller's Day Off is one of those movies that nobody around today has really seen, none of the younger people, but if they watch it, they're going to laugh hard.
Well, I you're 100% correct, Andy. It's one of those movies. It's kind of like The Breakfast Club, to where you don't understand the greatness of it until you watch it. You know, people hear about it and people talk about it, and it has some quotable lines. You know, Bueller, but it's more funny when you watch it and enjoy it. So yeah, two thumbs up, Walter. That's a great pick, and The Rebellion and Skipping School and Matthew Broderick, one of his finer performances.
All right, Walt, way to go. Well done. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I am up to the plate next. But first, Barber's Foods. Look, we've all bought cheap meat at the store. We do it. You make it. It's okay. The next day, you forget what you ate. Try something better. Barber's Foods. Grass-fed beef without the hormones. Slow-raised Duroc pork. Chicken, sausage, bacon. Sure, it's healthier. But above all, it's memorable. And Barber's still offers 2 pounds of free Wagyu beef with every order. Call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. Try Barber's Foods today. You won't forget it tomorrow.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
Okay, Purefoy Chevrolet, true story. My wife and I spent hours shopping for car deals on the internet, but we should have just saved our time. We went to Purefoy, had the best car buying experience of our lives, and got a good deal topping anything we found online. You can too. Call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. They were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Introducing Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ.
a family-owned, family-friendly shooting range in Franktown, Colorado. Franktown Firearms offers practical, defensive training, as well as an impressive selection of firearms at the lowest tax rate, so you can develop confidence with your firearm. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. So they equip you to keep yourself and your family safe in a welcoming atmosphere. Listen to Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KLZ.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Richard Rush is here as well. And Walt McLean. Hey, Richard. I think Walt's filling in for your dad pretty well. What do you think?
Yeah, no kidding. Some of these movies, the fact that he hasn't seen Animal House, this is just, I guess there's no other fitting person, I'll tell you.
Now we have dirt on him. I'm
going to get him on Monday.
When you guys exchange your man cards. Charlie tore mine up. It's now floating down outside the building. It's a terrible thing.
Rightfully as it should.
Okay. I'm going to do one more clip just because I think this is a very inspirational rebellion movie. Here we go.
I'm Lucky Day.
I'm Ned Niederlander.
I'm Dusty Bottom. So together we're
the Free Amigos.
Oh, yeah. Hey, come on. They fought back against El Guapo. You know, everybody has an El Guapo that they face in their life.
True. That's a great one. I don't care how you wedge it in there. I don't know. I don't quite know how it's rebellion, but hey, anytime the Three Amigos, Steve Martin are involved, I am all for that too.
They fought back through sewing, which, you know, I think is a very inspirational thing to do, and I enjoyed it. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I was just informed by my wife, Walter, that is her favorite movie. So, Andy, you get 2 points up there, and she says to give you your man card back right away. So.
Awesome. I'll go down to the first floor and see if I can find it. Thank you so much.
I think it gets taken back away. The fact that you referred to a movie about sewing is very inspirational to you.
Well, you know, they did sew to win, to drive out El Guapo. And, then that's very important. Okay, Richard, you're up next. Go ahead.
All right, so I tried to find comedy, but I'm just going to have to go with a little bit more action in this one. And that's going to be, I think this is Rebellion, but it's just a really good movie. I enjoy it. And that's going to be the Bourne series, the Bourne Identity with Matt Damon. Just a fan. It's about Rebellion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Rebelling against his system and his training and Treadstone, right? You know, that's what he's rebelling
against.
Fight
the system.
Exactly. And just a great movie. I mean, I think at least in the latest one, there's like, I think Matt Damon has like 150 words total or something, but it doesn't matter. Cause for a guy, you just want to be able to sit down at the end of a long week and watch some good old fashioned, tail whipping going on by a single dude. And we all wished we had the skills of one Jason Bourne.
Hey, Walt, would you agree that that was Matt Damon's greatest performance outside of Team America?
Oh yeah. Outside of Team. At least you put the caveat of outside of Team America, because
well, of course,
then I could not have agreed with you. But I think that I think so. Obviously, it's great, Goodwill Hunting, but as far as this pure action, like Richard was talking about, pure turn your brain off, just enjoy something. The Bourne series is pretty untouchable.
I think it's fantastic. Hey, Walt, hang on for just a moment. Next up is Jeff from Sheridan. Jeff, you got some movies for us?
Actually, I just got one, and I guess it's one word, Wolverines.
Wolverines, and that was Red?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, there you go. You know, that's a good one. That is a classic. Richard, what do you think? Red Dawn, Wolverines.
Oh, Red Dawn, very much. A classic one, fantastic movie. I don't know if you can get much better than that.
Jeff, thank you so much, and that's a great one. And by the way, you're the only one who's going to escape today with your man card intact. Well done.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Okay, Walt, you are up next.
So I, too, was going to go over more comedy, but I'll stay in that area, and I'll go to the good old kids movies of Ratatouille.
Ooh, I like Ratatouille.
You know this movie.
Oh, yes.
Ratatouille. is a great kids movie, and it is rebellion because he rebels against the way of the rats to learn how to cook in the French cuisine. And I think it's just a super fun movie, fun to watch with the whole family.
And I agree.
In that rebellion category.
Rats are supposed to just eat garbage, and he decides, no, he wants to be a chef and cook amazing food and enjoy it. That's like, wow, that is totally out of the blue, and I love it. That's a great one, Walt. Richard, did you see Ratatouille?
I did. Again, Walter's, you know, we're in the same line with, you know, our kids being so close in age, and Ratatouille is one of the better of that regard. And honestly, I don't love Patton Oswalt because of, you know, his political stuff, but right. In that movie, he's just fantastic.
He is. Okay, guys, I got one that goes way back that you probably have not seen, but it is a terrific rebellion movie, Jack Nicholson in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Did you guys see it? Anybody see it?
That's a good one.
Am I alone here?
It's been a while, but it's a good one.
Oh, yes.
I can't jump on that boat. I've never seen it.
It is. Well, he won Best Actor, I believe, and the lady who played Nurse Ratched, who was the villain, it's in this insane asylum. And he's in there just because he wants to get out of being in prison. But he goes insane while he's there, pretty much. And he's not all there to begin with. But what a performance by Jack Nicholson. And he fights back against the system and Nurse Ratched. And I thought that was a really good rebellion movie. Richard, you're up next.
Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to go with one that, again, is maybe a little bit new age. And that's going to kind of be a series again.
What's your new age thing today?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going in the Wayback Machine today, I guess.
Okay, go ahead.
And I've got an old guy and then kind of old guy, he's getting there, so I'm just, all right, keeping it a little bit newer. But anyways, my wife says, I don't know what movie this is, Rebels for Love, so take that for what it's worth. But I'm going to go with Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yes.
That's a good rebellion against the apes that are taking us over.
You blew it up.
I blew it up.
No, that's great. That's a line.
Well, sorry, they blew it up.
Sorry.
It's New Age, Andy. I haven't seen the old version of Planet of the Apes. I've only seen the new stuff.
Okay, I got to jump in really quick. Dell is on the line. Dell, you got just a few seconds here. What's your movie?
The Patriot.
Oh, with Mel Gibson, The Patriot. Dell gets out of here with his man card intact. He beats all three of us. Thanks, Dell. You take care. And, guys, that's going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much to Richard Rush and Walt McLean for their great movies. And that's the end of Rebellion Movies. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about Georgia, 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 and the stunning news that came out yesterday. Until then, keep it tuned right here for Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.